There's a new study that shows that there's a connection between fatty foods, junk foods, and depression. What is the link?
Well, before we say that there's a link, we should look at this particular study. This looked at over 12,000 men and women in Spain. These were university students, and they were with an average age of 37. And what they did is, as with most of these studies, they asked them what kind of food they ate. And it was a question that was given to them at the beginning of the study, and then they followed them for 10 years, never asking them again what kind of food they ate. And over those 10 years, they, at two-year intervals, they asked them, have you ever been told you were depressed by a doctor? So they didn't even assess themselves whether people had depression. They asked people whether they knew they were depressed. So that was essentially this particular study. Nothing was done qualitatively in terms of asking people and determining of these 12,000 directly their food intake and whether they were depressed. It all depended on self-reporting. And so as a result of this and doing this particular study, they found that those that stated at the beginning of the study that they consumed foods that were associated with more trans fats in them, they said that those that had more trans fats seemed to be reporting more depression at the end of that 10 years. But Mark, you and I know that over 10 years, lots of things can happen, and that it's not necessarily the food that people ate that contributed to their depression. This is simply a statistical analysis that demonstrates this particular association. But really, there's no cause and effect that can be shown from this.
It's not a controlled study where they screen out everything, every other possible explanation, and the only difference between the people who suffered from depression and those who didn't was the foods that they were eating. That's not what happened here.
That's right. I mean, they seem to state that they tried to eliminate a lot of confounding factors that could be potentially responsible for this as well. And they said that after they eliminated some of these factors, it seemed that the diet was the only thing that was different amongst all these people. But again, these type of studies, although in some ways statistically interesting, really don't come far enough to be able to be labeled as something that shows cause and effect. And I would suggest to our listeners that really this is just one thing to just sort of check off on a mental list. But really, the trans fat issue, we have direct evidence that trans fats are harmful with regards to cardiovascular health. But really, more than that, with regards to depression, this, you can't go that far with this particular study. It just doesn't have that strength to be able to do that.
And I would wonder which is the cause and which is the effect, too. Are people who are feeling down more likely to eat... you know, more likely to eat junk food because it makes them, you know, get that sort of short-term benefit from it? Or is it that the junk food they're eating is causing them to feel down?
Yeah, exactly. And so that's ultimately the question that needs to be answered, and I don't think this did that. And really, you know, again, it's one of those studies that gets touted in the media as with these headlines saying, you know, now you have trans fats causing depression. And that's what's being implied by the headlines, but really that's not the case at all. It really is just a matter of an association with not too much weight behind it to really say, hey, this is what it's doing to you.
That doesn't mean you should go out and eat a whole bunch of trans fats and junk food, though.
Although, you know, sometimes it may actually make you feel better considering the treats that are associated with it.
Yeah.
But no, in the end, again, it's more for cardiovascular disease. You can't, where you have the evidence that shows it, that it has direct effects on heart disease. But really, with regards to depression, not really the same weight of evidence. But just for the heart disease sake, yeah, you want to keep that reduced. And then that's where, you know, in terms of consuming, you know, if you're going to consume fats, you're looking at olive oil or monosaturated or unsaturated fats, and not hydrogenated, which is what causes trans fats,
right,
as a means of you know, maintaining or participating in a diet that improves your health or at least reduces your risk of heart disease.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.